No update on injuries, obviously. Any questions?
John, what do you think the key or keys have been to making the no-huddle, up-tempo offense work as well as it has the first 8 games?
Well, you know, it's all about players. You know, I think, first of all, you have to have smart players to do it because you make so many changes. And, you know, our guys have been able to do it, whether it's on the road or at home, at a pretty high level. So, you know, I think number one, it's, you know, experienced, smart players that aren't afraid to work very hard at that to make it happen on game day.
Hey, John, for the fans who don't really understand the ins and outs of the offensive line, can you describe what Luis Vasquez is doing to be so effective this season?
You know, I think, you know, Luis has been a very, very good player for us over the first half of the season as far as his grades and evaluations. And, you know, we are in a performance-based business, and he's performed at a very high level, I would say even at a Pro Bowl level, halfway through the season. So, you know, he's a big physical guy. He's athletic. You know, we've had to use him at right guard as well as right tackle. You know, so he's been willing to do those types of things, and he's performed at a high level doing them.
Thank you.
Yesterday you talked about going to the movie as a team-building experience.
What did you think of the movie? Well, I think it's incredible. I think, you know, we were very fortunate to have Marcus Luttrell there, who was the lone survivor, and his family. And the Dietz family was also there, a guy here from Denver. I'm sure most Denver people are aware of him. Anyways, it's just, you know, it's kind of the ultimate of sacrifice and commitment and, you know, looked at through a movie. And so, you know, I think it's going to be great when it releases in January to really educate the American people and American, you know, public of really what these guys are doing over there to keep us safe here.
John, you like to break the season into quarters. You talk to the guys about the third quarter coming up because it sure looks daunting on paper anyway.
Well, they're all daunting. I mean, we look at it differently than you guys do because just because. But they but you know, we're trying to keep the focus small, and you know, we'll enjoy the bye week, and right now that's what they're excited about. And then when we form back up on Monday morning, you know, all our focus will be on the San Diego Chargers.
Any words of wisdom as the players head on for a 4-day weekend?
Yeah, make good decisions. I don't want to read about you unless you win the lottery. It doesn't need to be spring break 2005 or hangover 4. So I think our guys understand this is a time to get, you know, rested mentally and physically and come back ready to work and, you know, finish the race.
I think you said on Monday you give the coaches some time off too. Mm-hmm. So you guys try to get away a little bit.
Yeah, I think most of them just spend time with the families, whether they're away or home or whatever people decide. But much like the players, it's been you know, a long first half of the season for, you know, everybody in that building. So this is a good chance to relax, spend some time with your families.
Good. Thank you.
All right. All right, gang. Have a good one. You guys go enjoy too.
Yeah.